So can you tell me your name and where you're from?
Oh, my name's Maggie McMillan and I'm from Fife, Aberdour in Fife.
Okay. And why have you come on the walk today?
Well, I've been trying for a while to do something for the refugees who are coming to Scotland, and there doesn't seem to be much at the moment I can do in Fife, but when I saw this I thought, well, that's something I can do, and try to do some fundraising to contribute financially, not just me, but all the people who are sponsoring me. I was hoping for a nice day out in the hills, but I have said to people who've said, oh, Maggie, we hope you get a nice day. Well, if the weather's crap, I shall think, well, there are people setting off across the world doing much harder treks than this.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's important that communities and society and as a country, Scotland, the UK, does more or is welcoming for refugees and asylum seekers?
I think it's very important that we should, and I don't think we do nearly enough.
Okay. The walk today is an interfaith pilgrimage. So do you have any faith or religious background that's maybe got you involved in this rather than going to a lecture or another awareness-raising campaign?
Well, I'm a member of the Church of Scotland, so I've got Christian faith. Over my professional life, I've had lots of colleagues and friends who were of different faiths, and it's never mattered, really. We just did the job, and that was it, and that's the way I think it should be. They've come to this country to work and contribute, and I'm sure there are lots of other people who would wish to do that if they were allowed to.
And the final question, as we can just see calendar appearing through the mist. So we're about a quarter of the way through the walk. How are you feeling?
Much better now I'm out the midges.
Thank you very much.